大家好。
Good morning。
今天是我们讲基督在我里面，我们在基督里的第二讲。
And this is the second lesson of Christ is in me and we are in Christ。
我们刚才唱的诗歌叫做《引我柔爱的光》。
But the song that we just sang was Lead, Kindly Light。
我们的神愿意引导我们。
For our Lord is willing to lead us。
所以他要拯救我们。
So he wants to save us。
一个还没有蒙拯救的人，他不愿意接受神的引导。
For someone who has not been saved yet will not want to be led。
因为他不要神。
Because this person does not want God.
但是每一个重生的基督徒都必定有基督在我的里面。
But for every reborn Christian, you have Christ in you.
我们每一个人都那么样的有把握，基督借着我们的相信已经住在我们的里面。
For all of us have a sure assurance that Christ is in us.
当我们渐渐的尝到主恩的滋味。
So when we slowly experience His love.
我们这个人就开始有一点改变。
Then we start to change.
首先的改变就是我们不再愿意过单独的生活。
So the first change is we no longer want to live solemnly.
我们愿意甘心接受主的牧养和管教。
And we are willing to be disciplined by his teaching.
我们有时候唱主柔爱的光来引导我们是那么样的甘甜。
So when we sing the song Lead Kindly Light, it is so sweet to us.
甚至我们说主是我的牧人那么样的甘甜。
And just like when we say Lord, you are our shepherd, how sweet it is.
但是当我们的道路跟主的道路有冲突的时候。
But now when if our path and his path are in conflict.
主还是愿意引导我们。
And the Lord is still willing to lead us.
但是我们愿意走另外一条路。
But now are you willing to walk the other path?
在这个时候，主若爱我们，他必定管教我们。
So now at this time, if the Lord truly loves us, then he will discipline us.
主对遇见我们的光，第一个一定是柔爱的光。
So the light that the Lord gives us is always the kindly light.
如果我们忽略这个光。
Now if we ignore this light.
这个光慢慢慢慢会加强。
Then this light will slowly become stronger.
甚至会发热。
And it will become hotter.
叫我们好像经过暴晒一样。
Just like we are now exposed in the strong sun.
但是无论如何。
But it does not matter what it is.
只要一个人愿意回转的时候。
Whenever this person decides to turn back.
忽然间我们就看见真实的道路在我们的面前。
Then now all of a sudden you will see the true path that was laying before you.
等到那个时候。
And it is during that time.
我们就可以与众圣徒一样。
Then you will be just like all the other disciples.
像使徒保罗在加拉太书二章四节那里所说。
Just like Paul in Galatians.
Galatians.
Galatians 2:4.
那里说到我们可以享受在基督里的自由。
And there it says that now in Christ we could enjoy the freedom.
上个礼拜我们说到第一讲的题目叫认识基督。
So the first class we said was to know Christ.
认识基督是灵里头的事。
For to knowing Christ is a spiritual matter.
神为爱他的人所预备的。
For the God has already prepared for the one he loves.
是眼睛未曾看见。
Is the things that the eyes has not seen.
耳朵未曾听见。
And the things that the ears has not heard.
心里也未曾想到过的事。
And the things that the heart has never expected.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为圣灵参透万事。
Because the Spirit is knows it all.
就是神深奥的事也参透了。
Just like the Spirit also knows the God's will.
但我们不认识神，神任何的事都是深奥的事。
So now when we do not know God, everything concerning God is difficult.
但是神不愿意做一个深奥的神。
But then the Lord do not want to be a mysterious God.
神好像一个慈父一样，愿意把他的心都掏出来给他的儿女看。
And God is just like a kind father. He wants his children to know his will.
神愿意跟我们分享他自己所有的丰富。
And God wants to share all his knowledge and all his fullness.
但是人不要神的时候，神真的很深奥。
But then now when man does not want God, then God becomes mysterious.
有一天圣灵来了，重生了我们。
And then until one day, now we're reborn with the Holy Spirit.
本来我们对神不在乎。
Before we did not care too much about God.
现在忽然间想知道神的事。
And then now all of a sudden, you want to know more.
神呢就借着圣灵一点一点启示在我们的里面。
So that now through the Spirit we may know Him a little and a little.
上次我们讲到神启示的三方面。
Last time we talked about how God revealed Himself in different ways.
神要把他的创造启示给我们看。
And how God wants to show us His foundation.
知道我们生在地上所有受造的目的跟意义是什么。
And to let us know what is our true purpose when we are on this land.
然后我们也借着神的救赎，他要启示他的自己。
Now it is now through the redemption that we could see Him reveal Himself.
因为神愿意我们知道他生命的品质是什么。
Because God wants us to know what is the true quality of life.
那最大的事是神愿意把他永远的旨意启示给我们。
And now the most important thing is that the Lord is willing to show us His eternal purpose.
叫我们不单只认识神。
So that we not only know God.
也知道神的目的。
But now we also know His purpose.
也知道我们该如何在他面前生活与他配合。
And also know that how we could become part of His plan.
神愿意在这三方面得着我们。
So God wants to know us through these three ways.
所以基督在创造、救赎和神的永远旨意里面。
So now through His foundation and
Creation, redemption, and God's eternal purpose.
Now, through creation, redemption, and God's eternal purpose, we.
人愿意与每一位相信他的儿女来发生关系、生命和侍奉上面的事。
For God wants to have a relationship with us, so that we may have His life.
正如主去年用一年的时间呼召他的教会。
Just like how the Lord used the whole last year to call His church.
要每一个愿意做主的门徒的人。
So for everyone who is willing to be a disciple,
都能够真成为主忠心、良善又有见识的管家。
And could become a senseless and a disciplined student.
忠心说到我们跟神的关系。
And to be loyal talked about the relationship between us and God.
良善说到我们有基督的生命在我们里头。
And to be kind, we have the life of Christ.
有见识说到我们知道神的旨意，而且怎么走。
And to be sensible means that we know the path and how we should walk this path.
所以今天我们讲第二讲。
So this morning we are going to have the second class.
我们的题目叫蒙光照，行在光中。
And the topic is to be enlightened and walk in the light.
请我们读圣经约翰一书一章五节。
So now let's read 1 John chapter 1, 5.
一起来念，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗，这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。哥林多前书一章二十一到二十四节，世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希腊人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。创世纪一章二十六到二十七节。
Genesis 1:26-27.
神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。今天我们要继续再从创造、救赎和神永远旨意里头三面说到这个题目。
So today we're going to continue the lesson from the creation, redemption, and eternal purpose.
一个在主面前生长的基督徒。
For someone who grew before Christ.
如何经历基督在他里面的经历的事实。
And how he may experience the reality of Christ.
需要神的灵的工作。
For he needs the work of the Spirit.
每一个认识基督的事都是因为圣灵在我们里头有一个启示。
For everything that we know about Christ, it is now through the revelation of the Spirit.
认识叫我们认识神的任何事情。
So that when we know whatever we know of,
我们都要知道不是从头脑知识来的。
And we have to recognize that it does not come from the knowledge from our brain.
是从主的灵来的。
But indeed, it came from the Spirit of the Lord.
今天我们要看神的光引导我们要去经历基督。
So today we're going to see how walking in the light could lead us into Christ.
认识是一回事，经历又是一回事。
For to know is one thing, but to experience is a different story.
圣经的起头说起初神创造天地的第一日。
In the beginning of the Bible, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
神说要有光就有了光。
For when God said, let there be light, and there was light.
然后神就叫光和暗分开。
And then God saw that light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness.
然后到第四天的时候，
And then on the fourth day,
神就造了两个大光和众星做记号。
And then the Lord created two lights and a lot of stars.
做记号定节令。To be the symbol and the mark of time. 然后日子和年岁就开始有了光阴的时间。
So that now time is now separated by a light and darkness.
所以第一天有光。
So the first day there was light.
第四天有光体。
And then the fourth day there are stars.
什么是光？什么是光体？
And what are lights and stars?
请我们读圣经，约翰福音一章三到五节。
So now let's read John chapter 1:3-5.
今年我们一直都在读约翰福音。
So this year we've been reading the Gospel of John.
昨天晚上我们读到第十二节。
And last night we read, Friday we read chapter 12.
其实一章到十二章是一个大段。
Indeed, from chapter 1 to chapter 12, it is one message.
里头开始呢，说到这里说到的光。
And it begins with the light.
到十二节十二章结束的时候就说到行在光中的事。
And then at the end of chapter 12, it teaches how to walk in the light.
所以要认识蒙光照行在光中的事。
So if you want to be enlightened and walk in the light,
弟兄姊妹愿意的话回家好好的再读一章到十二章。
So brothers and sisters, I ask you to go review chapter 1 through 12 of John.
得着这个信息就活在主的面前。
For if you receive this message, then you could walk before Christ.
我们从第三节念到第五节。
So let's read verses 3 through 5.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。所以神说有光，就有了光。
So when God says let there be light, there was light.
那个是什么样的光呢？
So what was this light?
那个就是主生命的光。
For this light is the life of Christ.
主说要有光。
So when God says, let there be light,
基督就在那里。
Then Christ was there.
基督是万有的创造者。
For Christ is the foundation of all things.
所有被造的没有一样不是他造的。
For all the created are created by him.
但是神在创造的时候不喜欢一个东西。
But when God was creating things, there is one thing that he did not like.
神不喜欢在黑暗里头做事。
For God does not like to work in darkness.
神是光，他也行在光中。
For God is light and he walks in the light.
主耶稣来到地上的时候，他从来不在暗处做什么事。
So when Christ was on this land, he never done anything in darkness.
他也愿意他的门徒不要在暗中做什么事。
And then he also tells his disciples not to do anything in the darkness.
这个是我们从圣经一开始就知道神的本性是这样。
For in the beginning of the Bible, it shows us this is the quality of God.
这里说生命在他里头。
For here it says, in him was life.
这生命就是人的光。
And the life was the light of man.
神把光引到黑暗的那里来。
For God now puts the light in darkness.
这个是创造我们看见的事。
For this is something that we can see from the foundation.
到耶稣基督 来做救赎主的时候，
so now when Christ comes back as the redemption,
他带着生命带着光来到黑暗的人世当中。
For now he brings life and light into the darkness.
黑暗不接受光。
For the darkness did not comprehend the light.
所以如果有人说我一听见耶稣我就爱他我就要相信他，这个是一个太奇妙的事。
So when someone tells you that when he hears of the Christ he wants to follow him, this is an amazing deed.
不是不可能，
Not that it is impossible,
但是是非常稀少。
But it is indeed very improbable.
通常首第一次听见耶稣的事都是一个抗拒的心。
Usually when people hear of Christ, they would come in a sense of rejection.
甚至许多已经信了耶稣的人仍然抗拒基督的引导。
And moreover, a lot of people who already believe would still reject to be led.
这个是人黑暗的生命的本性。
But this is the natural darkness of our life.
所以耶稣在第八章十二节对众人说，
So now in chapter 8:12 he said,
我是世界的光。
For I am the light of the world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
He who follows me will not walk in the darkness.
必得着生命的光。
But will have the light of life.
然后十二节十二章的末了，耶稣又说，
And then on the end of chapter 12, he said,
光在你们中间。
For a little while longer,
还有不多的时候，
the light is among you.
应当趁着有光行走。
Now walk while you have the light.
免得黑暗临到你们。
So the darkness will not overtake you.
那在黑暗行走的，
For he who walks in the darkness,
不知道往哪里去，何处去，
Does not know where he goes.
你们应当趁着有光，
Now while you have the light,
信从这光，
Believe in the light,
使你们成为光明之子。
So that you may become sons of light.
所以这是约翰福音从一章到十二章的那个目的。
So this is the message from chapter 1 of 2:12 in John.
叫每一个人信基督就得永生。
So that the people who believe in the light will receive eternal life.
接受生命之光就成为光明之子。
And if you receive the light, then you may become sons of light.
我们还是回过头来讲创造的事。
So now let's come back to the beginning, to the foundation.
创造的第一件事，神把光引到黑暗的渊面上。
So in the beginning, God lit the light into darkness.
因为神喜欢在光里头做事。
Because God wants to work in the light.
所以我们要在光中注意到创世纪里头许许多多的那些很微小、很精密的记载。
So now we should pay attention in the light in a lot of little details in the beginning.
因为弟兄教导我们的时候是这样说的。
Because this is what the brother taught us.
圣经的秧田是在创世纪。
Because the foundation of the Bible is in Genesis.
秧田是什么？怎么翻？ The field, 就是种田了，秧田。就是能够生长的东西都在创世纪里头出来的。
Because Genesis is like a field where we put a lot of seeds in the field for wait for it to grow.
然后呢，那个创世纪头三章呢，又是秧田中的秧田。
And then the first three chapters is mostly the field of the fields.
就是说，一切的事情都是从这三章里头发展出来的。
Just like how everything else is now a result of the first three chapters of Genesis.
除了在神永远旨意里头有一部分不在这里的范围之外。
Except there's a little in the later chapters that is not included in Genesis 1 through 3.
所以我们仔细读创世纪一章的时候。
So now if we pay a lot of attention to chapter 1 of Genesis.
我们发现在里头有两个造字。
Then in here we see two signs.
第一个造字呢是在26节那里说到的，原文叫 Asa.
So the first sign is in verse 26 when it says Asa.
这里原来的意思呢是叫做遵行、制造、完成。
So in the in Asa it means to carry out a task to make and to accomplish.
原来人是按着神一个指定我们的样式来造的。
So that we are caused to come into existence to be his likeness.
就好像一个模子，照着这个模子，然后
Just like how we use a mold to mold the clay to make it into a vessel that is exactly like the mold. So it is to be the likeness of the mold that we are created. And the second sign is in verse
27. 那里原文读法我读得不准啊,
so in the original language, it would be bara.
Bara 是一个非常奇妙的字。
And bara is an amazing word.
它原来的意思有创造的意思。
So its original meanings has the word of actualize, to create.
To create. 然后也有杀害的意思。
But then it also means to kill and to harm.
还有另外一个就是使之有使之能。
But then it also means that to put into existence or put into use.
所以这里说到人无论是男或女，他的所有都是从一个曾被杀害的形象而创造出来的。
So it does not matter if you are male or female, you have the likeness of someone that is killed or harmed.
中文字看不出，两个都是造字。
So in Chinese, it's hard to read, but it is two different signs.
原来的意思呢, 26节是一个照着一个样品, 另外做一个出来。
So in verse 26, the first sign shows us that we are like molding into a shape or likeness.
第二个造字呢, 是借着是个完全新的创造, 是经过杀害, 然后产生出来的。
So and then the second sign is that now that we are in the likeness, we are also in the likeness of being killed.
启示录13章8节那里说到基督耶稣是那创世以前被杀的羔羊。
And in Genesis chapter 13:8 it says that everyone whose name was not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who has been slain.
基督是创世以前被杀的羔羊。
For Christ is the Lamb who was slain before the foundation of the world.
本来地上是空虚混沌的。
For it was only emptiless and void on earth before.
空虚说到它没有生命。
For emptiness means that there was no life.
混沌说过它没有作为。
And in void means that there is no purpose.
但是经过神的创造之后。
But now through the foundation of God, the creation of God,
基督, 就造了一个像 神就造了一个像基督形象的人。
Then now God created someone in his likeness.
可能有基督生命的人。
Maybe someone who has Christ life.
然后另外呢, 这个人呢, 也有基督的样式。
And also this person who have the likeness of an image.
可以不再混沌, 可以有基督的作为在地上。
So no longer this person is in void, but now he has a purpose.
神的创造的目的, 是要我们行他的旨意。
Because the purpose of his creation is that we will do his internal purpose.
他不愿看见地上是没生命,没作为的。
Because he does not want to see the land that is lifeless and without purpose.
但是很可惜的, 人终究只是像神而不真的是神。
But then unfortunately, what we could do is that we could only follow and see up done, but we are not God.
无论他的生命多像, 他都是原来还是败坏的。
But does not matter how likely you have become like God, you are not God.
对不起, 败坏我已经挑了一步啊, 亚当不败坏。
For Adam never deprived.
但是他是像神, 却不是神, 是真的。
Just like how he wants to be like God, but he is not God.
神本来盼望他先吃了生命树的果子呢, 他就真的可以永远活着。
For God wants him to eat the fruits of life, and then he would become like God.
可是那么样, 聪明的亚当还是受骗。
But even though Adam was very clever, he was still tricked.
他背逆了主的警告。
But now he has now ignored the warning of God.
听了魔鬼的话,
and now he has been tricked and eat the fruit from the truth and
knowledge of good and evil.
从此世世代代都只能够教导分别善恶的事。 So now from generation and on, now they could only tell of the good and evil.
世界的学校分门别类。
For just like how there are many schools on this land,
为的也就是多知道一点善, 少学一点恶,
And the whole purpose of the school teaching is that they will want you to know good more than evil.
还有一个目的呢, 是教人有用, 学以致用。
And also, the other purpose is to make people useful, to make work.
为了是方便将来谋生的。
Just like how they want them to know how to feed themselves.
但是神的智慧呢? 神智慧的教育呢, 是教我们认识, 钉十字架的基督。
But then God wants us to learn the Christ that is crucified.
因为神盼望我们能够活在他的光中。
Because God wants us to live in his light.
世界的教育呢, 是在黑暗中寻找学问。
For the knowledge of this land teach you to find knowledge in darkness.
要学必要问。
So that you will learn.
不问就学不了。
Because if you never ask questions, then you will never learn.
神的教育呢, 就是把光拆来, 然后引导我们行在光中。
But God's teaching is to send you the light so that you could be enlightened and walk in the light.
所以曾经有一个很好的传道人, 他问了这样子一个问题。
So there was one time there was a very good pastor and he asked of this one question.
他说我们情愿做一个很聪明, 但是生来瞎子的学者呢?
So are you willing to be someone who is brilliant but blind?
他能够很用功的去研究光, 和他的原理的和他的功用。
For this person, since he is blind, he could only try to research and understand what light is.
甚至他写的都对，啊，出了很多很多的书关于光的事。
Maybe he can publish a lot of books that talks about light.
那他就问你愿不愿意做这样子的一个人呢？
So are you willing to be that scholar who is blind?
那许多听见。 他的作为都蛮想做这样子的人的，但是听见他是瞎子，就不太想做了。
So a lot of people when they read up the books, they want to be like him, but once they find out that he is blind, that they no longer want to be like him.
然后那个牧师就问，那你是不是情愿做一个很活泼健康的婴孩？
Then the pastor would ask, then are you willing to be a healthy baby?
虽然暂时还不会说光这个字。
So even though you're a baby and you don't even know how to say light,
但是从一生下来就可以受益于光。
But then on the other hand, once you're born, you can see of this light.
你情愿做这样子的一个瞎子学者呢, 还是情愿做一个健康的, baby?
So now, are you willing to be this blind scholar, or are you willing to be this healthy baby who can see?
我告诉你, 他问这个问题呢, 大家都愿意做婴孩。
So now let me tell you this. When he asks of this question, everyone wants to be the healthy baby.
我问这个问题呢, 有些人还说愿意做瞎子的,
but now if I ask you this question, maybe some of you still want to be the blind scholar.
你相不相信有这种事?
Would you believe you would choose like that?
这个是人心里头的事。
Because this is something that is within your heart.
但是在主的话语里头，正常的人都应该像小孩子。
But now in the words of God, everyone should be like the baby.
但是有些人就不是像小孩子一样。
But now a lot of people are not like the baby.
所以我们在黑暗中习惯的人都需要回转才能像小孩子。
So now the people that are living in darkness, they need to turn and come back to the light just like the baby.
人的教育是传递有限的知识。
Because the knowledge of this land is limited.
神的教育是为了传递永远的生命。
But now God's knowledge is for the eternal life.
所以一个有基督在他里面的, 基督徒。
So now for a Christian that has Christ abiding in him,
他愿意接受神的光。
He is willing to receive this light.
他愿意接受牧养, 而且,
And he is willing to be a disciplined as a
lamb. 常常
And they will always come back just like a baby.
就好像一个刚蒙恩信主的人一样。
Just like someone who is newly saved.
他们是最好带的人。
For those people are the ones that are most willing to follow.
十一长的基督徒。
But now as time goes on.
主耶稣的话说, 每一个都需要回转向小孩子。
And Christ says that everyone will have to turn back just like a baby.
因为这个是一个人生命里头的状态。
Because this is our condition of human.
什么时候你不在光中行, 其实就在黑暗中。
And whenever you are not in the light, then you are in darkness.
神不愿意任何人在黑暗中。
For God does not want anyone to be in the darkness.
因为神不在黑暗中做任何事。
Because God never works in darkness.
神要做任何事都先要有光。
And whenever God worked, there is light.
所以主耶稣要我们回转面向光。
So the Lord Jesus wants us to turn back and face the light.
当基督在你里面做工的时候,
so now when Christ is working in you,
你就喜欢做一个小孩子。
Then you will want to be the baby.
你就说我情愿做一个小孩子, 不愿意在地上做一个最聪明的人。
And then you will be willing to say that I would more like to be a baby than the smartest man in the darkness.
救赎和创造一样, 需要先有光。
For the redemption, just like creation, you need the light.
使本来在黑暗中的罪人蒙神光照。
So that when we were sinners in the darkness, now we are saved by the light.
可以回转。 信基督得永生,
so that now we could turn back and believe in Christ and have eternal life.
在过去, 的礼拜五晚上, 我们在青年聚会查经的时候,
on the past Friday, I joined youth gospel sharing.
我不晓得其他的查经班有没有人问这个的问题。
I don't know if any other group has asked us this same question.
因为我们都读到那里39到40节。
So now we have read 39 and 40.
圣经那里说有人所以不能信耶稣, 不能信基督是因为主叫他们瞎了眼。
It says that some of the people, they cannot believe in the word because God has told them to be blind.
是主叫他们硬了心。
It is God who made them have a heart.
那是否就好像我们中国人很多的人迷信都相信的命呢?
So it is just like something that the Chinese would believe this is our destiny.
是不是连神都注定有些人的命就是不会相信耶稣的呢?
So does God actually give us the destiny of some that will not never believe in Christ?
我们要正确的对这个问题有一个,
So now I want you to have a true understanding of these two verses.
必须要明白什么叫做恩典。
And then I ask you to understand the true meaning of grace.
约翰福音也说到恩典，是不是？
In John, it talks about grace.
恩典和真理是借着基督来的。
For the grace and truth comes from Christ.
所以主说到光，我们先要来看恩典。
So when God talks about the light, we have to first understand grace.
有人信耶稣，有人不信耶稣，我们看这个人接不接受恩典。
So to determine someone who believes in Christ or not, we have to understand if he is willing to receive.
神把他所有的丰富都藏在他的儿子里头，把儿子给了我们。
For God has hidden all his fullness in his Son and give his Son to us.
如果有人不要耶稣,
For if someone does not want his Son Christ,
他得不着恩典。
Then they will never receive grace.
他就一直只能在黑暗中。
And then they can only walk in darkness.
结果就是他原来的样子。
So as a result, he would still be his true self.
是瞎眼的, 心是硬的。
And someone who was blind and someone who is stone-hearted.
保罗在罗马书也给我们, 说到恩典的福音。
And Paul also talked about the grace in Romans.
那保罗的出发点呢, 跟约翰的有点不太一样。
But then in the book of Romans and the book of John, there is two different origins.
保罗呢是说我们这些人呢一出生呢都是堕落败坏的。
For in the book of Romans, it talks about how we are all born of the deprived.
但是经过我们对福音的认识，对那个接受圣灵的工作之后呢，我们慢慢成为神的儿子。
But now slowly, with the revelation of the books and understanding of Christ, we slowly become the sons of Christ.
所以史弟兄教导我们读罗马书的时候呢，他说是一个。 一段一段的生命的,
So Brother C tells us that when we read of the book of Romans, from each chapter we could see the experience changes of someone who is growing.
本来不是生命的,
so from not, now we become is.
是经过一段恩典的工作。
And now this is through the path of grace.
约翰福音呢, 一开始就说, 信耶稣的,
So now in the book of John, in the beginning, it already talks about for someone who believes in Christ,
接收光的就怎么得着权柄做神的儿女。
For it says that if you believe in Christ and if you receive this light, then you already are the Son of Christ.
那我们就看福音书里头很多人很快就接受了基督。Then
now through the book of John, we see that a lot of people believe and receive quickly.
所以他们就是神的儿女了，是不是？
So now they have become the Son of God, right?
但是 在基督用光来引导他们往前走的时候
，But now as the light of God slowly leads them，
有些人不愿意往前走
，Some people are not willing to follow，
就显出他们的信不是很扎实的信
，And then that will show us that their faith was not solid。
感谢主，约翰福音的发展呢，一章下面。就到十二章的发展是这样子的一个发展。
But then praise the Lord, in John chapter 1 through chapter 12, we see of this.
每一章都有，全部的人都说是神的百姓。
For every chapter, all the people are the people of God.
但是在这一堆神的百姓里头呢
？But now within this group of people,
每一章都有人真的信。
A group of people, some of them are truly believers.
有人被显明，被验证，其实不是信的。
And then some of them are now revealed and they're not true believers.
但是我们感谢主。
But we praise the Lord.
约翰福音不停在十二章。
In John, it does not stop on chapter 12.
一直下去，所以我们一定要好好的读约翰福音。
It goes on some more, so we have to pay more attention to John.
但是约翰福音的目的呢，是说我们一开始信了就是。可以得权柄做神的儿女。
So the purpose of John shows us that in the beginning, if you believe, then you are the son.
如果我们一直的经过信心的锻炼
，and then now slowly through the development of the growing of faith,
被发现我的信心还不扎实的时候，没关系，回过头来还是相信。
Now if you recognize that your faith was not solid enough, you turn around, then you come back into the light.
我们可以一直到二十一章约翰福音的末了。
And then slowly and slowly, you could keep developing until chapter 21.
那我们就真是信了。
Then now at that moment, you become a true believer.
约翰说我们真是神的儿女了。
And in John, it says, now we truly are the children of God.
所以约翰福音呢是从信就是到真是的那个发展。
So John shows us the development of someone who are and now who truly are.
所以在那个十二章的最末了的那个问题。
So now the question that was posted at the end of chapter 12.
什么时候我们不要跟随基督
？Whenever we are not willing to follow Christ.
必却我们在黑暗中是瞎眼的。
Then we become the blind man who is in the darkness.
什么时候我们不愿意受牧养受教
？And whenever we are not willing to be shepherd and disciplined.
必却我们是心硬的。
Then we have the heart of stone.
但是不要停在硬跟瞎眼哦。
But then I ask you not to never stop being blind and just being hard stone.
因为耶稣仍然是生命的光。
Because Christ is still the light.
什么时候回转向着他，你仍然可以见到光。
And、whenever you're willing to turn around, you will still see this light.
麻烦的是背着他一直往下走。
But then the troublesome thing is that now you have to carry this light walking on.
那就越走越黑了。
And then if you leave it, then you're now going back into the darkness.
神愿意人人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
For God wants to save everyone, not even one escape.
万物是借着他造的。
For everything was created by him.
凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
For everything that was created by him.
生命在他里头。
Because the life is in him.
生命在他里头
，because in him was life，
这生命就是人的光
，and this life was the light of man。
所以黑暗拒绝光，不信神的时候
，so now when the darkness does not comprehend light，
神就差他的独生儿子来替人死
，then God sent his son to die for the people。
基督怎样在约翰福音十一章叫拉撒路从死里复活
？So now in chapter 11, just like how Christ tell Lazarus to come back to life,
我们相信仍然今天仍然相信他能够叫死人复活。
And we still believe that God has the power to call someone back from death.
基督怎样在十二章可以叫瞎子看见、聋子听见、心硬的人柔软下来
？And just like how in chapter 12, how God make the blind see and make the deaf hear, He still has the same power.
只是我们需要在他面前有真的信心。
But now first we have to have this faith.
如果以为信基督却仍然行在黑暗中的人
For someone who believes in Christ and still walks into the darkness,
基督也没办法做什么。
For Christ cannot do anything on you.
圣经说他就隐藏起来了。
Then the Bible says that God will hide himself.
我们还记得那个十一章当大家看见拉撒路死的时候
So now we remember that when Lazarus died, a lot of people was in sorrow and they cried. And then the Bible says Jesus wept.
很多人说耶稣感情很丰富。
Then a lot of people would say that Christ is emotional.
很多人说耶稣, 实在是认同人的那个死亡的那个悲剧。
And then they also say that people agree and understand the death of a person.
但是我们仔细的来读的时候,
but then now if we read into it in more detail,
我们说这些都是, 但是不止这一点。
Then it will say that yes, all these are true, but there is some more.
耶稣哭了是因为他明明已经把生命
And Jesus wept because he has already prepared the resurrection and life.
他说复活在我,
and he said, so life is in me, the resurrection is in me.
你信吗?
Would you believe?
但是有人说信,
but then a lot of people said that they believe, but it is they will believe in the future.
然后继续缠绕在自己的那个痛苦里头。
And then they would constrain themselves now in the current pain.
那主耶稣看见他们明明可以不这样子的,
so Jesus see them and then they do not need to be in that state.
却仍然活在这样子的痛苦中,
but the people have never understand and they are still living in the current state of pain.
所以耶稣哭了,
so then Jesus wept.
如果你一个 如果你的爸爸很关心你,
so now just like if your father, your father loves you a lot.
然后你有一天出去买了彩票中了头奖,
and now one day you go out and buy a lottery ticket and you won the big prize.
爸爸知道你有这张头奖的彩票,
and the father knows that you have this winning ticket.
但是呢你明明是那么有钱的人,
but you already are so rich.
但是你还觉得自己是那么样的可怜的一个穷光蛋,
but then you, if you still think of yourself as a very poor guy,
爸爸说你把这张彩票去兑现就是了嘛,
then father says, why don't you use your winning ticket to claim your prize?
但是你就是还是穷光蛋的样子,
but then now you don't know and then you still think of yourself as a very poor person.
这个例子不好,
this might not be the great example.
这个爸爸也要哭了,
but then this father would also cry.
怎么会这样呢?
Why would my son not understand? Because you do not have to be in this state. For you don't need to be in the darkness. For you do not need to be living in the shadow of death.
凡活着信我的人,
for someone who believes in me,
必然不死,
that person will never die.
你们信吗?
Do you believe?
我们基督徒的盼望到底是什么?
So what is this a purpose of our Christians?
是今天活在地上生活富裕一点吗?
Is it because we want to have the riches in this world?
是今天在世上做事一帆风顺吗?
Or do you want to just be very prosperous in your work?
如果没有复活, 我们岂不是很凄惨的人吗?
For before resurrection, aren't we just the poor man?
这个是主要给我们在十一章、十二章看见的光。
For this is the light that God wants to reveal in us in chapter 11 and 12.
要么不信，信不信真的？
If you want to believe, then you need to truly believe.
信耶稣，你有复活。
For if you believe in Christ, then you have the resurrection.
信耶稣，你有生命。
So if you believe in Christ, you have received life.
并且一直到永生。
And this life will last eternally.
主耶稣是真神，也是。 永远生命。
For Christ is the true God and he is also eternal life.
在神的旨意里面,
and in God's purpose,
关乎我们生命的事,
for some the matters that concerns a life,
有两样,
there are two things.
一个是生命树, 一个是生命册,
for the, there is the tree of life and there is also the book of life.
神用了三卷圣经来表达生命树的伟大意义。
God used three verses to talk about the tree of life.
Three books of the Bible.
Three books of the Bible to explain the tree of life.
第一个是创世纪,
the first one is in Genesis.
说到生命树是栽在神的院子里的,
and in Genesis it said that this tree of life is planted in the garden.
第二卷是箴言,
And then the second place is the proverb.
是说到生命树是持守在神的智慧里的。
It says that the book of life is in the wisdom of God.
第三个是说到生命树是启示录。
And then in Revelation, it also talked about the tree of life.
是说到是栽在神和羔羊宝座那里的。
It says that the tree of life is also planted in the throne of the Lamb.
树, 这个树很特别, 叫生命树。
For this is a special tree, it is the tree of life.
因为它跟生命是连在一起的。
Because this tree is connected to life.
生命所有的丰富都直接来到这个树的里面。
Because all the fullness of the life comes into the tree.
怎么样来的呢?
So where did this tree come from?
是经过神的院子。
For this tree is planted in the garden.
是经过神的智慧。
And it is now also through the wisdom of God.
是经过神和羔羊的宝座。
And also this tree is through the throne of the Lamb.
时间的关系, 下次有机会再慢慢解释这件事。
We're going to go into more detail next time.
但是呢, 保罗说, 世人凭自己的智慧, 不认识神。
For now then, Paul tells us that through our own knowledge, we will never know Christ.
神乐意就乐意把, 人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些人。
So now God is willing to use our language of foolishness to teach us His language.
神的智慧就是基督。
For His knowledge, God's wisdom is Christ.
神的智慧就是钉十字架的生命。
For His knowledge is the knowledge of crucifixion.
在十字架的生命的里面。
So now in this life of the crucified,
所有的虚谎黑暗都要除去。
For all the darkness and void are no longer present.
叫人真实能够连于神的生命。
So that now people can truly connect to the life of God.
那除了生命树之外, 圣经还有一本叫做生命册。
So now, more than just the tree of life, there's also the book of life.
这里呢, 生命册呢, 是说到那个被杀羔羊的生命册。
And this book of life is the book that talks about the slaying of the lamb.
生命树强调的是它与神的连结。
So the tree of life emphasizes on the connections of the life.
是一个种下的生命,然后与神连接的生命。
Just like how the life is now planted and grow, is now connected to the life.
生命册呢,却要说到是一个跟随神一直往前的行事历。
But then now this book of life is the life that leads you.
主今天就呼召我们, 接受基督进我做我们的生命,
so now God leads us and wants us to proclaim that Christ is life.
使我们能都做光明之子,
so that we could all become the sons of light.
然后我们在光中行,
so that we will walk in the light.
一直往前,
and then we will march forward.
刚才我们唱的诗歌说, 只要求主让我们知道一步,
so then in the song that we said, we only asked Lord to lead us one step by one step.
得说一点光就走一步,
so that we will receive some light so we could take one more step.
这个叫做在光中行,
so this is to walk in the light.
看见一步不走,
so now if you see the step before you and you don't walk,
这个很快就在黑暗里,
then now you will now fall into darkness.
如果我们有一天, 主把生命册放在我们的面前,
so now if there's one day God puts the book of light in front of us,
我们一看,
and then we take a look,
我没有在跟随神走什么路,
and we recognize that we have not followed the light,
我没有在光中做了什么事,
or I have not done anything in the light,
然后这个生命册上就没有我们的名字,
and then as a result, this book of life does not have our names.
主要我们吃生命树,
for God wants us to eat from the tree of life,
种下自己,
so that we would put ourselves out on the ground,
与基督联合,
and we will be abide in Christ,
长出生命的果子, 就是义,
and slowly we will grow and become righteous.
主还不止这样,
but no, that is not the end.
主我, 既然我们有这样子一个生, 光明的生活, 生命在主的里面,
because now that we have this life of light,
我们就必然会跟随主行在光中,
that now we grow up and we will surely walk in this light.
今天我看见主的亮光，我遵照他的话行了一步。
So now, today, I follow God's word and I see this light and I take one step.
生命册上记了你的一笔。
And now that in this book of life, there's a stroke of your name.
那一天你又得了一点光，又走一步。
And then the other day you receive some more of this light, then you take one more step.
那就不是一笔了，两笔了。
And now in this book of life, your name will become two strokes.
主要把你和我的名字都写在他生命册上。
For God wants to write our full name in this book of life.
你的名字笔画多一点就不太上算。
Now if there's more strokes in your characters, then now you have to walk more.
写得久一点啊。
And it might take longer.
姓王了什么的就照快一点。
But if your last name is Lee,
顾了就很麻烦。这个是开玩笑。主基督说，若有人服侍我。
So the Lord Jesus says that if someone is willing to follow me,
就当跟从我。
That person will follow me.
我在哪里，服侍我的人也在哪里。
For wherever I am, the person who follows me is there with me.
若有人服侍我。
But now if someone is serving me,
我父必尊重他。
Then my father will also keep him in his mind.
我们在光明中往前走。
So now I ask you to walk in this light.
我们学着服侍。
And then we will also learn to serve.
然后我们的心里头也羡慕我们的名字能够写在羔羊册的上面。
So that we will long for a name being in this book of life.
启示录说凡不洁净的。
In the Revelation 21 says, and nothing unclean,
并那行可憎与虚谎之事的,
and no one who practices abomination and lying,
总不得进那城,
shall ever come into it,
只有名字写在羔羊生命册上的,
but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life,
才得进去,
can go in.
所以如果基督在你和我的里面,
so now if Christ in you and in I,
我们必定一同行在光中
Then we will want to walk in this light.
也必一同羡慕一个更美的家乡
And also we would long for this home.
就是天上的
For this heavenly home.
所以圣经这么说
So the Bible says this.
神被称为我们的神并不以为耻
So
God will not be ashamed to be called our God. 因为他已经给我们预备了一座城。
For God has already prepared a kingdom of heaven for us.
我们讲圣城新约路撒冷的事，大家都很激昂。
So when we talked about the kingdom as the Jerusalem,
但是大家要记得，生命册上有的才能进去。
But then I ask you to remember this: your name has to be in this book of life for you to enter.
整本圣经就是预备我们行善。
For this whole Bible teaches us to do kindness.
主的旨意也是要我们能够在生命册上有份。
And God's purpose is to have our name in this book of life.
今天我们都信耶稣。
So today we all believe in Christ.
我们彼此称为弟兄姊妹。
And when we call each other brothers and sisters.
这个是件大事。
For this is an important matter.
但是有一天神称我们为弟兄不以为耻。
But now one day, God will call us brothers and sisters without any shame.
那是一件更大的事。
Then that is the most important matter.
因为神为我们预备了一座城。
Because God has already prepared the kingdom of heaven for us.
我们再唱一首诗歌。
So now let's sing the song again.